Pat, good morning. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today? Hello, Pat. Earth to Pat, come in.
Good morning, Tim. Love your stuff. Sorry about that.
It's all right. It's not your fault, man. It's the FCC's fault. So,
I got a question for you, Tim. I'm finishing my basement.
Yes.
And I use steel studs, which just worked out really good for me. But the pan head screws that hold the studs together, and I also used them to front mount some junction boxes and to put some nailer plates across electrical runs. The heads themselves stick out about an eighth of an inch, and then where these metal plates are, that's another eighth of an inch. When I tried to lay up the drywall over that, I guess I just assumed it kind of pop itself into the back and embed itself somehow, and instead it's kind of bowing the walls. I'm just wondering if I did something wrong or if I need to do something special with those.
You did something wrong.
Okay.
You should have taken the sack of magic beans that came with the drywall, and you rub it over the drywall, and it makes that part mushy, and then it just conforms.
But so, should have known that.
So you must have dropped the magic beans in the parking lot or something. No, sorry. You can tell this coffee here that we drink before the show.
It really
jazzes you up. What you have to do, unfortunately. Now, a lot of drywall hangers will not do this in commercial work. They don't care. They just go, man, you know, and they let the mutters figure it out. You actually, it's kind of a pain in the rear end. You actually have to try to put a little dab of moisture, I don't care what it is, glue, something on the screw heads, you know, and you actually take the drywall where you think you've cut it out and put it up against it real quick, and then you pull the drywall away so you can see exactly where the screw heads are.
Right.
And then you just take a wood chisel, you take something, and you actually kind of notch out the backside of the drywall, you know, to create a recess
okay. For
where they fit. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, only crazy people like you and I do this kind of stuff. I'm just telling you. I mean, people see me sometimes work, and they just shake their head like, what are you doing that for?
My fear was that was what I was going to have to do. A related question then. I was thinking about farming out that part of the project to a subcontractor to take care of. Are there guys out there that would be willing to do that?
Sure, if you specify it in your contract.
Okay.
I just had that. If you listen to the beginning of the show, actually what happened is I got another email. I didn't finish my story. I got another crazy email yesterday from this poor woman here in Cincinnati who had this nightmare with a builder. I'm not going to name who it is. I'm probably going to do it on the website. But when I do autopsies on problems like this, I always find out that there's this, it's just a communication issue. In other words, the poor customer just assumes that something's going to happen because that's the way they would do it. But they don't tell that to the builder. Or even if they do tell it to the builder, they don't write it down. So if you were to write it down and say, look, I want the drywall smooth, and the reason the drywall is not going to be smooth is because I use these screws, so you need to route out the back of the drywall, you know, around these electrical boxes, you know, just do it. And the contractor goes, okay, that's fine. It's, you know, it's going to take me an extra hour total, so I'm going to charge you an extra $35, you know, or $40 or whatever it is.
So put it in writing.
Just put it in writing and explain exactly what you want and make sure the person understands it and actually show it to them, you know. I know it sounds crazy, but just say, look, this is what happens if you don't do it. See, like, look, see how the drywall is bulging out here? But over here, I just did this one quick sample piece, and look how nice and smooth the drywall is when you take the time to route out the back here.
Right.
You know, and if the guy says, I'm not doing it, you say, well, great, I'll get somebody else.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, if you're talking to somebody who's reasonable, think about it. They don't care because it's just about money.
Right.
See, and that's the issue. When you look at all these problems that people have with builders and subcontractors, when you boil it down to the bottom line, all it was about was money. Because on the contractor's end, he's thinking, I want to make this amount of money on this job, and I want to spend this amount of time. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if they said, look, I'm willing to pay you more money if you spend more time here, they go, oh, okay, I'll take more of your money. You know what I mean? It's not hard. So, all right. So any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, and it's not that hard. I mean, if you you just don't want to do all that hanging of the sheetrock yourself.
It's the whole basement.
Yeah,
and,
it's a lot of work.
I travel too much. This project's been going on 4 years, so you can imagine.
It's time to have somebody come in and hang that rock.
Yeah, we've gone from no kids to 3 kids in this time. So.
Oh man, yikes!
The kids want the playroom done.
All right, well, just get somebody in there and explain it to them, and they'll do it.
Alrighty, great.
All right, well, good luck. Thanks for calling.